Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So we're in the middle of a discussion of three cases. We did two. We didn't do the third one yet, right? Statements of Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya said that if two non-Jews own dough, they owe two kavim. So each one of them, if you split up the dough in half, that would not be enough for the chiyav of challah. Right? Remember we said you need chamesh rovim, five rovas of a kav, meaning one and a half kav. And you have a dough of two kav. So if you split it in half, that's not going to be enough. So if you have two non-Jews that have the dough, and it's made, and then they convert, and then they split it, and then they add on flour to each of their doughs. So then the Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya says, Chayavin, now a chiyav of challah could kick in. Why a chiyav of challah kick in? Because there was never a moment that was, so to speak, in the parsha, and you said, no, there's no chiyav here. It was never shayach. They were goyim. They didn't have enough of a shear. So now, all of a sudden, they're Jewish. They add on a shear to their chiyav of challah, and it kicks in now, right? Lo haisalan shas chova v'niftu. There was never a poter. There was never a potential chiyav that was niftar. But if you have two Jews, five lines to the bottom, shnei Yisraelim, if you have two Jews in the same situation, two Jews that shared a dough, but each of them, didn't have enough. And then after they split it, they added on flour to each of their doughs. So then potter, because at the earlier moment, they were in the parsha. They were both Jewish, but they were splitting it. It was owned by separate ones, and therefore there was a potential chiyav that was knocked out. So that poter continues, and therefore even if they add on flour, it is not going to be mechuyav. And that was the lashon that we mentioned from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Hashas right here. He had a very smooth explanation of this chiluk. De ba'akum lo shayach shas chova. Kivan ta'akum la bar chiyuv etachalu. Umischade shachiyuv rak achar agerus. The chiyuv only starts after gerus. Kishe hosifu. when they add on the flour, v'shar bar chayavin, mashenkein beiz Yisraelim, kiven the Yisrael bar chiyav chaluhu, a Jew is within the world of a chiyav of chala, the yeshkan beiz kavim to who beetzem shir chiyav, and these two kav are really, if they decide to make a dough together, so then that's just a little different decision in das, and therefore that would be a chiyav of chala. V'chal bo ptur mi pasha asu l'chalek. And there's a poter because they decided to split it. V'lachein ein achiyav choser od. Tekfar hay achiyav be'etzem upater mipasha asuhu l'chalek v'nidche achiyav ayde aptur v'ein choser od. So that's the first two cases of Rabbi Chiya bar Bun. The third case is the one that is questionable and that we have to figure out. And again, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this as well here. So what's the third case? If you have one Jew and one non-Jew. Yisrael v'goy, sha'asu shnei kavim v'chilku. You have a Jew and a non-Jew that have a dough, and then they split it, or they don't split it, but now the non-Jew converts. So now what? If you had two Jews, as we said, there'll be a poter. If you had two non-Jews originally, there'd be a chiv. But now you had one Jew, one non-Jew. So what do you do? Vosifu zel shalo, v'zel shalo. So nicha chelko shi Yisrael chayev. So the chelik of the Jew, is now chayev. Because why? His dough was never in the realm of chiv. Why? What, you're going to add on to his dough? No, the other half of the dough was owned by a guy. Right? So that's not chayev. So he has less than a shear. And then the other part of this dough is owned by a guy, so it's not in the parsha. So it's kilu, he never was in the parsha. So therefore, now he adds on flour, so therefore it kicks in. Look at the Mara fold on the bottom. Sharei lo haya lo shas chiyuv. He, the Jew, never had a shas chiyuv. She'ein ha'isos ru'uyin lihitziruf, balava chil chiyuva, deshel guy pateru. Because the guy is totally pater. V'havilek, Yisrael shows a tchila, pachas b'kashir. It's like a Jew, which would happen. He has less than the shear, and then he adds on more. If a Jew has less than the shear, then he has on more. Now he's chayiv. Okay. Fine. So mitzah, the Jew is for sure going to be chayiv. And what about the non-Jew? What about the non-Jew? The non-Jew was in the world of Ptur. Yes. Chelko shel goy mahu. You're right, he was in the world of Ptur, but the other half that could have been added on to him, that was in the world of Chiyuv. That was in the world of Chiyuv. So Klum Chelko Shel, we're going to flip figures, huh? Klum Chelko Shel Yisrael Chayiv, right? The Chelek of the Yisrael is Chayiv, Lo Machmas Chelko Shel Goy. Right, the chelik of the Yisrael is going to be chayiv because the chelik of the goy was not in the parsha, and therefore there was never a in the world of chiyuv that created a poter. But chelko shel Yisrael chayiv, the chelko shel goy poter. But you could split it. You could split it and say half and half because the chelik of the goys is ironically more potentially in the parsha than the chelik of the Jew, because the chelik of the goys. So then, oh, if I convert, and then the other half is going to be mitzdarif to me. But the chelik of the Jews, you know, that's only pachos b'kashir, and therefore it wouldn't be mitzarif. It's still a chiddush gadol. You could have been machalik between this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the continuation goes through what the svara is. But this is what Rabbi Chiya Barbun says. So if a guy wants to be afresh challah, what's the halacha? Guy has a dough. He heard about this mitzvah, so lachora, it's not mechuyev. It's not challah. Right, if we spoke about in the first Mishnah in Trumas about if a guy, if you want to make a guy into a shliach, right? If it's we said before, if a Jew owns flour and then he gets the guy to knead it, so then there's still a chiyuv of challah, right? If you have a Hispanic working in the pizza shop, right, then making the doughs, but it's all owned by a Jew, there's a chiyuv of challah there, farshas challah. Right, every of these stores have to do a farshas challah every day. There's plenty of dough. So if a guy wants to do it for his own stuff. But what about by other mitzvahs? In general, a goy could do whatever mitzvah he wants, generally, except for two. Right? There are two mitzvahs that a goy cannot do, that we don't allow them to do. But by all other mitzvahs, generally, we say we don't make a fuss. The Radvaz says maybe by some of them. Maybe by some of them. Right? The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, Perak Yud, Halacha Yud, Ben Noach, Sheratza Lasos Mitzvah Mishara Mitzvahs, HaTorah. If a guy wants to do mitzvahs, in order to get schar, he wants to shake a lulav. There's an isser for him to do Karman Pesach. Okay, that's a separate one, but that's also not on the big list. But generally, he can do whatever mitzvah he wants. If he may be ola mikabel mimenu, and he can even accept karbanos from him, karban ola nasan staka mikabel mimenu. Interesting, right? That's a big sugya about accepting staka from a non-Jew. But that's the Ram says generally. The Radvaz right here says, "Umikal makom b'mitzvos shetzrichin kedusha v'tahara, mitzvos that require extra purity and sanctity, kagon tefillin, sefer Torah, u'mezuzah." Where's the tashmish kedusha? Ani chochech lahachmir shalo yanichu osam lasosan. I'm not so sure that that's a good idea, right? Mezuzah, tefillin, and sefer Torah. But that's the Radvaz Sahara on the Rambam. But the halacha right before this, where the Rambam says which ones they're not allowed to do, are of course Torah and Shabbos, which we've pointed out that Chazal do not put together. Chazal, there's two separate sources, a goy sheshavas chayiv misa, and a goy is not allowed to learn Torah. Those two separate sources in Chazal, but the Rambam puts them in the same halacha, because he thinks they're linked. The Rambam says, goy sheasak b'torah chayiv misa. Lo yasok el sheva mitzvah shalem belvad. He's allowed to learn Torah relating to his sheva mitzvahs, but nothing more. V'chein goy sheshavas afilu biyom yemos achol with a v'chein, and also a guy that keeps Shabbos imasa oso laatzmo kmo Shabbos chayiv misa. V'ein tzarich lomar imasa moed laatzmo. Klalo shel davar ein. What's the klal of? What should the Rambam say? You can't do Shabbos in Torah. The Rambam generalizes. You can't create a new religion. What do you mean new religion? I want to be a guy, but I want to learn Torah. I want to be a guy, and I want to wear tefillin. Tefillin doesn't change me. The Rambam obviously feels that Shabbos and Torah are defining, and if a guy does that, that's a new religion. And that's where he says, Kol shel davar ein manichin osan l'chadish das, v'lasos mitzvos la'atzman midaiton, ela oyeh ger tzedek v'yikal v'chala mitzvos. We're the only religion. We don't proselytize. We're not interested. You want to be a guy? Great. You want to be a guy forever? Great. Right? Our messianic vision is not to see that everybody becomes Jewish. That's different than the other two religions in the world. Right? Our messianic religion is that, okay, you'll be a Ben Noach, and I'll be a Jew, and Shalom al Yisrael, and on non-Yisrael. Right? And you can bring Karbanos, and Beis Beis Fili Yikarei L'chol Amim. The Beis HaMikdash will be the center of the whole world. So that's what the Rambam says. O Yeh Ger Tzedev Yikab HaKal HaMitzvahs O Yamod B'Tarasov Lo Yosef Lo Yigra. So that's the Rambam. So when it says here, a challah, oh, he's not going to have the status of challah if he takes it off from his own dough. But this is the Rambam. There are, of course, many limits on this sugya of a Torah and a non-Jew. There are many limitations already from the earliest sources in terms of allowances. There are many allowances that come up. The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes in Sanhedrin on that Gemara about Talmud Torah. Maybe it's only giving over the Sisrei HaTorah, right? That's what's not allowed. But just to tell them basic stuff, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. Just see if I can find that. The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. They. Here it is. No, wrong one. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says here. Yesh lo daktek, because the Gemara says it's stealing if a goy learns Torah. Ma'anin gezel lakan, v'ha'o ein gezel elo v'yigzol asachanis miyana mitzri. Right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin there. Where is it in the Sheva Mitzvahs? Torah. So it's either arayus or stealing. Right, either that it's because we have a special relationship, it's on the Gemara. So Rakav Edna says, stealing means I take something from you and you no longer have it. So if a goy learns Torah, we still have it. Right, how does that take away anything from me? So how is that stealing? The Yesh Lomar de Osik Batara Haino She Yoshe Vidorishba Umafarish Stumoseha Mashaha Yeroi Li Yisrael La Omro. There are certain chidushim out there that we have to grab. And if somebody else grabs it, then I lost it. Who's going to bring this chidush to the world? So if a goy is Osik in the Sisrei Torah, so he might come and grab it and bring that one to the world. And that would be stealing it from me. And he continues. But that's the one. That's one. So only the Sisrei Torah. But Dvarim Pshutim, like the Shulchan Aruch, that no problem. The Shulchan Gibarim in Avodah Zarah says, Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebachsav, Torah, Torah Shebachsav is allowed. And he also says, where's the Lashon? Nevi'im Iksuvim are allowed. You keep going. Some say Torah Shebachsav, not Torah Shebalpeh. Some say only B'derek Kfius, not a one-time question. There are many limitations that come up. Says the Shilta Giborim. Says, Lo Nemar calls the Ela B'Torah Moshe U'mitzvah Seh Shenisavu Ben Yisrael. Avo B'Nevi'im B'Ksuvim, Nira B'Einai Shemutu L'Lamdo, Sheroa Ben Nechamas Ha'amurim L'Yisrael, V'Tshuvos Sheroi Laham In Lapikarsim, V'Deikin Efshe Shiashlam Darko. You can inspire them. You could say things that are inspiring about the Jewish people. You know, that's not included in the Isser, right? Poskim talk about, let's say the principal of a school, and you know one of the students of the school happens not to be Jewish. Right, what do? You know, if a Jewish father and a non-Jewish mother sitting in the classroom, are you allowed to teach them? You have to ask them to leave the school. You know, maybe the only way that this kid might come back, when we come back, he's not Jewish. But so it's a bit, very, very serious shilas. What about at the Seder? A person has a distant cousin at the Seder who intermarried, Rachmana Litzlan. Are you allowed to talk at the Seder, at Magin? Right, so don't focus on the non-Jew there. They say just make sure they don't get Shvoch HaMascha. But again, you have to be careful. But there are many kulas in terms of in this sugya. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva Omer. So we had a sheet of Rabbi Akiva last time that we said argued on everything, and now we're about to say he doesn't argue on everything. He only argues on one specific case. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said at the end of the Mishnah, Hakol Holech Achar Krima Batanor, at the top of Laman Aban Aleph. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't go by the kneading moment. That's what we thought. That's the key moment for Chiyav of Challah, right? When the kneading is complete, the Gilgul, as we mentioned, and also we mentioned, remember, at the beginning of the parak, we mentioned Gilgul when it comes to Chitim and Atima, right, what the other Lashon, Timtum, when it comes to barley, Saorim. But Rabbi Kiva said, no, it goes by the crusting in the oven, when it gets baked, right? Remember, because it says Lechem. It doesn't just say Arisa. So Lechem. So now the Gemara is about to have major limitations on that Shita. Really, Rabbi Kiva agrees. The only time he disagrees is in one specific case, as we will see, as is talked about in our Gemara. Rabbi Kiva is specifically going on what was just said right before he spoke. Let's see. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Elazar. The Chavra says in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Moder Rabbi Kiva l'chachamim b'isas hadyot, shegugula tibula. Rabbi Akiva agrees to the chachamim by a regular dough. Hedyot. Regular dough. Everything we've said up until now, when's the key moment? Gilgul. Rabbi Kiva agrees to that. Rabbi Kiva agrees, Gilgul is when the chiyuv kicks in. That's the he doesn't argue with that. Look at the Mahara folda, third wide line. Shagilgula tibula. Shebasta achiv chala mishas gilgul. Just besides gilgul. He only argues in one case, as we will see. Or the Rasilio also, on the left side. Shagilgula tibula. Tchiyama Rabbi Akiva krima chashiva lachumra. That's only a specific case which we're about to mention. But number one, a regular case, Rabbi Akiva agrees. Gilgul, which is against what we said was the Pshutos Rabbi Akiva, which is how I explained it yesterday. But let's continue. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Modi Rabbi Akiva l'chachamim b'isas hektish shel Gilgula poteras. Also, remember we had the Mishnah about hektish. If it's owned by the Gizbar, at which is the key moment, Rabbi Akiva agrees. Rabbi Akiva agrees that Gilgul is the key moment. Meaning if I own it, b'shas Gilgul, and then I makdish it before it gets baked, I'm still chayv and chala, because the key time is the kilgul. And the opposite, right? If it was owned by hektish at the time of the gilgul, if I own it and then I'm poda it and I buy it before it gets baked, putter, because it was the gilgul is b'shas hektish. So Rabbi Akiva agrees. So Rabbi Akiva agrees by those cases. So what does he not agree by? He doesn't agree. What's left? Goy. That's the only halacha that Rabbi Akiva says the key moment is the krima batan, or the lechem. The lechem you go by, and that's what was exactly spoken about right before his sheet in the Mishnah, right? The chavtas mabez. Gershon is gayer, v'haylo isa, right? You have a guy who converted, and then he ran to the mikvah in the middle of baking his dough, right? So it depends if he needed it before or after his mikvah. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not true. It goes by the baking. That's the only halacha. Rabbi Akiva argues on that, the key of Goy, but not on the other cases. And the Achronim struggle here, especially compared to Hektish. What's the difference? Goy and Hektish are always, in all of these halachas, parallel. Ariso Sechem velo Hektish. Ariso Sechem velo Goy. Right, we had the Limudim. We had the Limudim earlier, right on the right back on Chav Tesem and Aleph. Ariso, the Marafolda quote, Ariso Sechem velo Ariso Hektish. Right, so what's the difference? So that's Tzarachian. Tzarachian, why should it be that Hektish is just like everything else that goes by Gilgul, while Goy, for some reason, goes by Krima Vatarner? There are long discussions in the Achronim trying to figure this out. But this is what Rabbi Elazar says in the Pshat of Rabbi Akiva. We continue. Kahana Amar. Kahana says, right, one of the Amoraim that we've had often in Yerushalmi, This is not Rav Kahana. This is just a different Amora. Kahana Amar, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Ein Meiruach Poter B'Malkam Hektish. Kahana says something about Rabbi Akiva Shita in a totally different context, but we're going to compare it. What are we talking about here? Rabbi Akiva by Chala. What's the key moment by Chala? Gilgul or not? Kahana is talking about, let me talk to you about Tavua. Meiruach, which we spoke a lot about in the earlier Masechtas. Meiruach, the final smoothing out of the process by Tavua. Says Kahana, Rabbi Akiva does not think Meiruach Hektish is poter. What's the case there? We mentioned this, I think, a couple of days ago. There's a Mishnah in Menachos. The Mishnah in Menachos tells us that we have the Karban HaOmer. What do you have to do by the Karban HaOmer? The new grain. We take wheat, and we grind it, and we grind it, and we grind it, and we make it very, very fine. And we take a certain amount of that, and we bring it for the Karban of the Omer. What about the leftover? What about the leftover flour that I didn't use for the Karban HaOmer? I originally took it as part of my grain, but I sifted and I ground it and I sifted. So what do you do with the leftovers? So that could be redeemed. That could be redeemed and eaten. Right? If it's redeemed, it could be eaten by anybody. Are there limitations on that? Is that chulin gemurim? What's the halacha with that? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, Daf Samach Vav, Mishnah Daf Samach Vav, Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. Says the Mishnah, Natsnu l'rechayim shal grusos v'osia mimenu isaron shu menufe b'shloshes reinafa. 13 times you have to sift it. You got to get it so perfectly fine. Vashar, what about the leftovers of the Karban HaOmer? Nifte v'necha l'chol adam. They're redeemed and anybody can eat it. V'chayiv b'chala upatr ben ha'maiser. And it's chayiv and chala. Why is it chayiv and chala? Because chayiv and chala goes by Gilgul. And you're going to take that flour, and you're going to be megalgalit. So fine, everybody agrees that it's chayiv and chala, because that's the key moment. But the Tanakhama says, potem and amaiser. You're part of a miser. Why? Because earlier when you made it into the big pile, Meiruach in the field, it belonged to Hekdesh. And therefore, Hekdesh, Meiruach Hekdesh is poter. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva, Machayev, Achala, B'maiser is. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Rabbi Akiva says, Chayev and Chala. Chayev and Chala. Why? So there are two svaras you could say. You could say, well, retroactively, the Beis HaMikdash didn't need it, and therefore it was never Hekdesh. But Kana doesn't say that. Kana says, you know why Rabbi Akiva says you're Chayev and Chala? Because Meiruach Hekdesh is not a poter. Meiruach Hekdesh is not a poter. Right? And therefore, so right now you're, you know, you have Chulin, that's Chayev and Maisrus. Right? That's the, that's Kahana. So that's what he says here. Right? Kana Omar, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That Mishnah in Menachis on Daf Samach Vav, Rabbi Akiva obviously holds Ein Meiruach Poter B'Makom Hekdesh. Meiruach is not Poter B'Makom Hekdesh. There's a lot to say about Karban Omer, but let's just do the flow here first. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yona Hada Tekahana Pligal Rabbi Lazar. What did we just say? We just had Rabbi Lazar talking about Rabbi Akiva here, and we had Kahana talking about Rabbi Akiva there. So comes along Rabbi Yona, he says, I think there's a machlokas going on here within the das of Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because what did Rabbi Elazar say here? What did Rabbi Elazar say here? Rabbi Akiva agrees by Hekdesh. Gilgal. Gilgal Hekdesh is poter. Rabbi Akiva says that if you're Megalgal Do while it belongs to Hekdesh, that's poter. What does he say over there, according to Kahana? Meiruach Hekdesh is not poter. Right, Meiruach. So isn't there a parallel between Gilgal and Meiruach? Gilgal is the key moment by Chala, by dough. Meiruach is the key moment by Tevua, by grain. And there seems to be a machlokas here. Because, again, Rabbi Elazar says over here that Gilgal is poter by Hekdesh. And Kahana says, according to Bekiva, and Kahana says that Meiruach is not poter, right? That's why the leftover carbon mincha stuff, the leftover is still poter from Trum, still is chayiv in Trumas and Maestras, because Meiruach Hekdesh was not poter. So, says Rabbi Yona, we have a contradiction or a machlokes about Rashidus Rabbi Akiva. Because assuming that Meiruach and Gilgal go together, and they're an exact parallel, Gilgal by Chala and Meiruach by Tfua for Shumas and Maestras. So there's a problem here because Rabbi Kiva doesn't say the same thing. Right? Kahana says Meiruach Hekdesh is not Poter. And here we say Gilgal Hekdesh is Poter. Fine. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. Kahana is against Rabbi Elazar. By the bottom of Amid Beis today, we're going to say maybe there's no Machlokas because maybe there's a difference between Gilgal and Meiruach. Right? That's a big assumption. It's a nice assumption. They're both the Gemar Malacha Chiyuv by each one, but that's obviously how you could get out of it and say, if they're not parallel, then you could say there's no Machlokas here within Rabbi Akiva. But that's what Rabbi Yonah says. Rabbi Yonah says that Kahana argues on Rabbi Elazar. Let's continue. We're still, why? Mand Amar Gilgal Poter, according to the one that says Gilgal would Poter, meaning Rabbi Elazar here, Meiruach Poter, would probably also say that Meiruach is Poter over there. Umand Amar, and according to Kahana, Mand Amar ain't Gilgal Poter, according to the one that says Gilgal is not Poter, right? Ain't Meiruach Poter. They should go together. They should go together, the Meiruach and the Gilgal. So the Gemara says now, the Gemara is about to say, this is not true. Because I'm going to show you a shita of the Rabbanan that Meiruach and Gilgal are not poter in a different context. Meiruach and Gilgal are not equal in a different context. So you'll be able to say the same thing here. Right? So that's what we're going to do for the next three lines. We're going to see the shita of the Rabbanan, Meiruach and Gilgal are not exactly parallel in a different context. But it's not parallel. So if it's not parallel there, it doesn't have to be parallel here. So let's see. Baram Karabanan. The Rabbanan Shita, there's the Rabbanan Shita out there. The Rabbanan say, Gilgal and Meiruach of Hekdesh are both poter. But of Goy, there's a difference. Where? Baram Karabanan, Gilgal poter Bereshus Goy. Gilgal is poter, meaning the Rabbanan Shita, if a Goy owns the dough, there's a patur. But, add in a word here, ve'ein ha-meiruach poter b'rishus goy. But meiruach is not poter b'rishus goy. Where do you see that? So that's a Mishnah back in Demai. I know we obviously have it all on our mind. It's screaming out at us because we remember the Mishnah in Demai. But the Mishnah back in Demai said, if you remember, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky here quotes it, the Mishnah in Demai, ma'asrin mishel Yisrael al shel nachrim, u mishel nachrim al shel Yisrael. It says there, you could take off Maisris from a goy's tvua, and have in mind that it should be Trumas and Maestras for the Jews' tvua. One second. Why? Because that assumption of that Mishnah, the Gemara explained there, was Ein kinyan la'akum lafkiya midei ma'isris. Remember that whole sugya? We've had it often, right? The goy's bailus is not mafkiya, but the goy did the meruach. Doesn't matter. It's still chayef. So what do you see? There's a shita out there of the Rabbanan that meruach akum is not poter, even though gilgal akum is poter. Everybody agrees that if a goy owns the dough, there's no chayef of chala. But what does it say over there? If a goy owns the tua by meruach, it's still going to be chayef. So again, let's read it. Baram karabanan gilgal poter bershas goy. There's a shita out there of the Rabbanan that gilgal is poter if it's owned by a goy. If it ain't meruach poter bershas goy. So before we get back to our case, we're asked, well, what's the svar for that? V'kashal the Rabbanan, Gilgal poter b'shus goy, Ein meruach poter b'shus goy, shouldn't they be parallel? Shouldn't Gilgal and meruach be parallel? Meaning, shouldn't the chiv of chala and the chiv of trumas and maishas be parallel? The Gemara says, no, shan yehi, no, it's different over there. Why? By trumas and maishas, t'chsiv v'chol maishar ha'aretz b'zera ha'aretz. And all, what's that word, kol, including? It's including even meruach of a goy. Right? Look at the third wine line in the Pnei Moshe. Shan yehi gabe maisrus da Torah ribsa ledigo nachri. The Torah includes midachsiv v'chol maisar haaretz kol shu mizera haaretz afilu mercha nachri. Even if a goy does the meruach chayi b'maisrus. So the Gemara says, well, don't you have a parallel pasuk by chala? V'hocha les ksiv milachem haaretz. Don't you have a parallel? Gemara says, milachem v'lo kol lachem. Yeah, it says milachem. It doesn't say kol lachem. Kol lachem is a ribuy. That extra kol is an inclusionary word, and therefore you would include even meruach of a goy. But here you don't have that. You only have it by tfuah and not by chala, and that's the shita of the rabbanan. So what did we just say? We just said that there's a shita out there of the rabbanan that says meruach goy is not poter, and gilgal goy is poter. So, if we say that there's a chilek between Meruach and Gilgal within Goy for the Rabbanan, then it's not impossible to say that there's a chilek between Meruach and Gilgal within Hepdish for Rabbi Akiva. That's what we're about to say. Am Rabbi Chanina b'Reid Rabbi Hillel, min hadad Rabbanan, from that sheet of the Rabbanan, you know that there's a chilek between Meruach and Gilgal, and therefore, Anan Yalfim, de les hadad dekana pliga arbalazar. Then you could say that Kahana is not arguing with Elazar. Remember, what was the first thing we said on the bottom of an Aleph? I said, it must be that there's a machlokas here. So we're about to say, no, maybe not. Maybe not. The fact that there's a chilek within the Rabbanan, so we could say that Kahana is not arguing with Elazar. Kemo de Rabbanan Amri, just like the Rabbanan said, that we just used as a model, Gilgal poter bereshus hagoy, ve'eina meruach poter bereshus goy. Gilgal kopoter, right, if a goy owns the dough, but it has Gilgal, he's poter. But Meruach is not poter. So Kain Rabbi Akiva Omer, so too Rabbi Akiva says, and I'm going to go with the Gruz Girsa here, because it's the smoothest, I think, in terms of how he explained it. Look at the bottom, the Bir HaGra. Kain Rabbi Akiva Omer, Gilgal poter bereshus hektish, vein Meruach poter bereshus hektish. Gilgal could be poter, right? That's Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Akiva here. And Meruach is not poter, that's Kahana over there in Menachos. Right, so there doesn't have to be a machlokas between the two. So again, that's the parallel. So basically, we had one point of on the bottom of Amud Aleph. We said, isn't there a machlokas? And we said, no, maybe not. There could be a chilek between Gilgal and Meruach. The Karbana Omer that we spoke about, we've mentioned in the past, is as a if you look in the Mishnas Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in Aruch Chaim and Simen Chafei, he has many rayas to this, but he says, if you look closely, start off with the question, halakha l'maisa. Why don't we mention the Karbana Omer when we daven on Pesach? Right, when we daven in Musaf, we always mention all the special karbanas that are brought, we mention in davening. Right after Umet B'necha To'enu, we say, all those psukim from Pinchas. Right, why don't we don't quote psukim about the Karbana Omer? We're not talking about the Omer on the second day of Pesach. We should have a special paragraph from Parshas Emor about the Karban of Omer, right? That's the Karban that we wish we could bring, right? We talk about the Shnei Seirim on Yom Kippur, right? We talk about all of them. So says Rav Zhalti, the Karban of Omer is a din in the second day, the Tezayin Nisan. It's not about the second day of Pesach. It's not a Pesach Karban. It's a Tezayin Nisan carbon. Why is that? That's not our issue now, right? Trying to figure out why Kadosh Baruch Hu created, but it doesn't do with it happens to be on Pesach, because every year Tezai Nisan happens to be the second day of Pesach. But the Mechayiv of the Omer is not that. Shekarbana Omer, he writes, Ikaro Balahati Risar Chadash, Eino Mi Karbanas Haragalim, Rak Zmano Hu B'Yom Shisha Asar B'Nisan, Shu Zman Lehetar Chadash, Avalo Mi Choves Hayom Shal Yom Sheni Shal Pesach. And the Rambam says it, B'Yom Sheni Shal Pesach, Shehu Yom Shisha Asar B'Nisan, Makrivin Yeser Al Musav Shal Kol Yom Keves Ta'ola. Well, we don't know the second day of Pesach is the 16th day of Nisan. We know that. Why does the Rambam have to add that phrase in? Sheni Zavetach, Shehu, Yom Shehu Ben Nisan. Right, so Lachar, Tzorachian. Why does he have to add that? The point is that's what he's telling us. There are other rayas also in terms of the halacha, right? The Rambam says, we know that all the Mishmaros, where the Kohanim and the Levim are split up into 24 Mishmaros. And they each work, serve for a different week, two weeks out of the year generally. But on Yontif, everybody's there. It's very busy. Everybody's there. And the Yontif Karbanos are split up evenly amongst all the Mishmaros. Because it's the Yontif Karbanos. So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, B'med Ramamurim, when do you split everything up equally? B'Karbanos HaRegalim, U'B'Chilok Lechem Apanim, the Shabbos during the Yontif, U'B'Chilok Shtei Alechem Shel Atzeres. And also the Shtei Alechem, also brought on Shavuos, you split it up. There's two special breads that are matir in the Beis HaMikdash that split up equally. Avon Nadarim and Adavis, V'Tmidin, Ein Makrivin Olson, Ela Mishmar Shezmano Kavu, Afila Beregel. But a Nadarim and Adavis, things that have nothing to do with Yontif, and the Karban Tamid, right, that the Mishmar that's supposed to be there gets it. Ayin Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech wondered, why doesn't the Rambam also mention, as part of the Karban HaSachag, the Karban HaOmer? He only mentions the Shkei Alechem. He doesn't mention the Karban HaOmer. Why not? So he said, because that's not a Yontif Karban. Right, that's going to be split up equally. That's a 16th day of Nisan Karban, and therefore that would go to the Mishmar that is supposed to be there. And there are many other rayas to this as well, but the Birka Yosef talks about the Tefillah point that we started off with. There are many other rayas. Look here, Simon Chafei. We'll have to continue with that another time. Okay, we'll stop here. Sure.